You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Serial entrepreneur Katrina Larkin is the co-founder of Fora, a rapidly growing network of so-called premium pro-working spaces in London. Over the past 2 years, Fora has opened 4 locations, with plans to open a host of additional spaces in the 13 buildings the company owns across central London. Fora offers a marriage of the best in hospitality, co-working, and members clubs, informed by Katrina's expertise in creating experiences and bringing people together. In 1994, Katrina co-founded the Big Chill Festival, which grew over 14 years and inspired an entire industry of events and boutique festivals across the UK. After that, Katrina worked on the redevelopment and rebranding of a London landmark, the Camden Lock Market, and in 2014 worked alongside Market Tech to create and launch the company's co-working office space, The Interchange. Here's Katrina now with more on Fora and creating destinations for collaboration and engagement.
Fora is reimagining the way people work. So when I was first approached to become involved in an office space, I was like, no. You know, my preconceptions were office spaces are square blocks where people sign up for long leases and it's rows of desks and they go in early and they leave late. But I was very fortunate with Enrico Sanna, my fellow co-founder, that we were given an opportunity to really look at the way people work and the way trends were going. We both have a background in hospitality. We're both passionate about service. So we were given, back in 2015, we spent a year doing so many research groups, talking to people in the industry. And we found that people really want to work in a different way. In the same way that when the Big Chill started, it was burger and chip vans and one stage and really loud music. And we came up with the concept of the boutique festival. People want to be happier. Companies need to be more productive. People don't want to sit at a desk all day. You know, you don't sit in your room, in your house, in one space all day long. Sometimes you want to be on your own. So we provide spaces where people can just relax, put their feet up, be it the reading room, which are created with books, or they might just want to go into one of the phone booths or one of the scope rooms and sit back and make a private call in comfort, knowing nobody can hear them. Or maybe they want to go and sit at the really long communal tables and dine and eat with people. You need to give people that flexibility. And a lot of companies and, shall I say, business owners, you know, retention is a really big problem for them. They're trying to focus on what their business is about. And they want to bring the best people in. And now, you know, like the Googles and the Facebooks are attracting all that top talent. It's quite harder for the smaller companies or the startup companies or the lesser known companies to get that top talent. But if they come to a Fora, they get spaces even better than that, that offer all the flexibility and the well-being rooms and all the events and activation and restaurants and cafes. And that business owner can concentrate on what they do, which is developing their business, knowing that they're in the right space and the people working there form their relationships, they get really good service, it takes all the worries away and they can get on. The way people live now has changed rapidly. We expect better service. You know, look at coffee in this city. You know, 5-6 years ago, you couldn't really get a decent coffee. And now you've got all these amazing independent coffee houses and we all follow different coffee beans that we like. You know, we're much more educated and we have much higher levels of expectations. And there is no reason why it can't be delivered. It is just laziness and it's people just always looking at the bottom line and taking a short-time view. Enrico and I are here for long term. We want to build relationships with our residents. You know, we are just the guardians of the building. And what's really exciting for us is we both are able to draw on all our experience in the hospitality industry and design beautiful buildings. We focus so much on design. We own the buildings. So we think about them when we take a new building. We're very, very selective about the spaces we choose, apart from their location, you know, what they look like, what they feel like. It's like when you buy a house, you know, and you walk in the door and you just go, this is right. And then we think really carefully about the space planning. When we design spaces, we always look at creating opportunities for people to meet each other. Be that simply in the kitchen space, where you might have a very long table for people to be able to sit next to each other and create conversation. Our guest experience managers are always on the floor. They always sort of try to get to know the residents as best as possible so they can make introductions to people that they think they might get on with, or there's a business synergy which they can help with each other. In our events program, we have residents' breakfast, where a different resident can host it, but everybody can come along. They have pancakes and coffee once a month, and they all get to know each other. And it's been fascinating since we started watching people coming together and how much more relaxed they are with each other. You have to let these relationships organically grow for them to be real relationships. We also have a more social evening once a month in each of four buildings where people have drinks together. And now a different resident or company programs them. So they choose the music, they might choose different presentation, or they'll choose the cocktails they want served that evening, so that they take ownership. Because it's really important that people who work in forest spaces have their own identity, but they're also feeling ownership of the programs and the events as well. And it's their space. We create them for them. I know 100% that companies are accelerating at Fora. I was talking to a guy called Mike, who I've known for many years, who runs a company called Ditto, who are based at Fora Central Street. And he said to me the other day, I have closed more deals in 6 weeks at Fora than I did at another co-working space over 6 months. And the reason for that, he explained, was that he was really able to concentrate on his business. His business is growing. He's just opening up a second office abroad. You know, this is a time for him when he needs to be really concentrated on the direction and head down. And he has had to do so many pitches to so many clients coming in. And he said the big thing for him was that everything just flowed so well at Fora. So when his clients arrived, the front desk, the gems and the host knew them, the name, they were expecting them, they escorted them in, so they sit them in the waiting lounge, a message is sent to Michael, who's in the boardroom, he says, yeah, bring them through now, my presentation is ready, the coffee is delivered, there's a little button, you know, in the boardroom that you can press to say, you know, come clean me, or I need tech assistance, or, you know, I need more coffee. You know, that just takes so much weight off somebody when they have a big presentation to make. And then he said his team are so much happier. His team are socialising after work together. They're not leaving a Fora trying to find a bar somewhere where the music's really loud and, you know, and they're all going to different tube stops. On a Thursday evening, they can stop at Central Street, the long bar for just residents, and have a drink together before they all go their separate ways. We have a series of talks called Tech Disrupt. And Tech Disrupt focuses on a different sector each month. And with technology changing so much, I think there are stats, is it like about 300 million people will be in jobs that don't even exist today in about 20 years. That's quite a challenge for anybody owning a business. But through Tech Disrupt and other events that we hold at Fora, we can educate people, we can curate talks that we think are relevant to the people in our businesses so that they can attend them, and we can hold their hands as the world is changing, as business is changing, as tech is developing. We can get them through that journey. and we can make it fun as well, as a social aspect. I'm used to competition. I go back to the big chill when we developed the boutique festival. So many people came and mirrored and tried to do what we did. And at Fora, we draw a lot of inspiration from co-working, but we're actually pro-working. We're that sort of premium level business. I think that if anything, it's the more traditional office space that should be really nervous right now, because we've just shown a complete new way of working. And I think that standard office market is dying. You know, they're the ones that need to be afraid. We're really good at what we do, and we're absolutely determined to keep delivering. Our spaces are filling up as we open them. You know, people who work in the buildings are referring other people. We're on a really good trajectory, and we have a really strong team around Enrico and I, who we've taken from the hospitality world, and we're here, and everybody's dedicated.
Thanks very much to Katrina Larkin for sharing the story of Fora. Thank you as well to the team here at Monocle 24 for putting the show together. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.